This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day looking forward to, I hope, for everybody, a great and peaceful and encouraging weekend. But with all of that going on, it's also a heated weekend and a week and month and the next couple of months for a presidential campaign, which Tim Nichols has been kind enough to describe in a terrific piece in The Atlantic. It's a piece that's called The Weirdest Campaign in All American History. That would be this one. And there was actually a fateful announcement made in this campaign by one of the people who'd been sort of on the sidelines, poised to jump into the race. Well, he's not going to do it. Tim, first of all, do you think that we will be facing the idea of whether or not that person on the sidelines who decided not to jump in is actually going to make a huge difference in this campaign and maybe even divert from some of its weirdness? The Washington Post is reporting that Senator Joe Manchin III, a Democrat, West Virginia, still a member of the U.S. Senate, he is leaving his Senate seat, and it is considered to be a Senate seat that is almost certain to go to the Republican frontrunner for that nomination, whose name is Jim Justice, who's the governor of West Virginia. In any event, President Trump carried West Virginia last time by close to 70% of the vote. It's become a very Republican state, and without Joe Manchin there running for re-election, that Senate seat would by itself, as long as the Republicans defend their other seats, which they're expected to do, should help give the Republicans an advantage in the U.S. Senate. But today, Joe Manchin III, Democrat, West Virginia, announced that he will not run for president. After months of flirting with a campaign that would have complicated the 2024 race for the White House, he gave a speech in West Virginia saying, "I will not be involved in a presidential run," as he continues to focus on other ways, he says, to bring a divided country together. He also said he did not want to play the role of a spoiler as President Biden nears a likely rematch with former President Donald Trump. "I just don't think it's the right time," Manchin said. "Democracy is at stake right now." Well, wait. Isn't that weird? I don't think it's the right time when democracy is at stake. I think what he's saying, in effect, is, look, it's not time to try to harvest some protest votes for people who don't like Trump and don't like Biden and give some support to people from no labels. That's not the right time if it ends up putting Donald Trump in the White House for his agenda of retribution. Manchin, a centrist Democrat who has relished his influence in a closely divided Senate, has stoked speculation for months that he would enter the presidential race as an independent or third-party candidate. He has aligned himself with No Labels, a bipartisan group that has been looking into fielding a possible centrist ticket. Speaking in Morgantown, West Virginia, Manchin did not dwell on Biden or Trump and their candidacies, but promised to work to, quote, secure a president that has the knowledge and has the passion and has the ability to bring this country together. Okay, you're not going to mention President Biden or former President Trump as the idea that they have the knowledge and the passion and the ability to bring the country together, either one of them. No labels made clear after Manchin's announcement that the group is still exploring its options. No labels is currently speaking with several exceptional leaders about serving on the presidential unity ticket, said a statement from the group's national co-chairs, Joe Lieberman, former U.S. Senator, Benjamin Chavis, formerly of NAACP, and Pat McCrory, who I believe was former governor of Wisconsin. I'm not sure. We are continuing to make great progress on our ballot access efforts, and we'll announce in the coming weeks whether we will offer our line to a unity ticket. I've got to say this, because I've been somewhat tried to be open-minded about no labels. But at this point, and especially when you see the impact of other independent candidacies, particularly Robert Kennedy Jr., he created a great deal of controversy surrounding the Super Bowl, and this has nothing to do with these shootings afterward, but it has to do with running an ad for his presidential campaign where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. actually took some historic footage from a famous ad that his uncle, John F. Kennedy, the president, used in his campaign in 1960 when he was running against Richard Nixon. And the campaign, the ad that he used, had famous pictures of Kennedy and a little bit of video footage and a very catchy jingle in the background that said, Kennedy, 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 Kennedy. And it flashed on the screen one of the slogans for the Kennedy campaign from 1960, A Time for Greatness. And look, it's a great expenditure of $7 million. What's amazing about this is that money was mostly provided, $4 million of the $7 million that got the ad in the Super Bowl, was provided by Nicole Shanahan, who was an entrepreneur and a lawyer who was formerly married to Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google. So she had plenty of cash. Apparently, members of the Kennedy family were extremely upset about the fact that RFK went ahead and they took images of John Kennedy from this 1960 ad, and they superimposed the face of a 70-year-old, and John Kennedy was 43 when he ran for president, 70-year-old new candidate for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This, by the way, coming at the same time that more nepotism in the news, President Trump this week made public what he has been discussing privately for days. He has settled on someone to replace Ronna McDaniel as the chair of the Republican National Committee, and he wants his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, to be the co-chair. He said he wanted his friend Michael Whatley, currently the chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party and the National Committee's general counsel, and my very talented daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, to serve as party leaders. Question is, how does it work if President Trump doesn't win the election, if he ends up losing for a second time? Would Lara Trump continue in her position? We will talk about some of the weird, bizarre, and strange aspects of this upcoming presidential duel. And it's not just about the age of the candidates, but there's that too. We'll be coming up to talk about that with Tom Nichols of The Atlantic, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a pleasure on the Michael Medved Show to welcome Tom Nichols, who is a staff writer at The Atlantic Magazine. He is also an author of the Atlantic Daily Newsletter and a professor emeritus of national security affairs at the U.S. Naval War College, where he taught for 25 years. He also has served as a legislative aide in the Massachusetts legislature and the U.S. Senate, and a longtime observer of U.S. politics who proclaims right now, this moment, this week, this year, 2024 may bring us the weirdest presidential election we've ever had. Why do you say that, Tom?
Well, we've never had a presidential contest where it's been a rematch, a kind of a grudge match in the way that the Trump-Biden election is, with two of the oldest men who will ever be president, at least until now. And the obvious part of it is, and we've never had an election with a former president facing 91 felony charges, who has, basically said, I will be a dictator. I will attack American democracy. Trump is running to recapture his office, saying things that would flush most people out of American public life the first time around. So it's just a very, very strange election all around. And people keep saying it's not the election they wanted. But as I keep pointing out, it seems to be the one they voted for. So, here we go again.
It's also could be the only election where a sitting president is in the midst of an impeachment. Nixon was facing impeachment, he had already finished his first term, so it didn't have any implication on his future presidential prospects. Here we have a very determined Republican effort to put the incumbent Democratic president on trial for high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, and bribery. Do you think the impeachment attempts against President Biden are going to go anywhere?
No. It's possible that it will pass the House, as the Mayorkas thing just did. But they're not going to put him on trial for high crimes and misdemeanors. They're going to put him on trial because Donald Trump is pissed off that he was impeached twice, and he wants to run against somebody. So he's telling House Republicans, I want to run against someone who's been impeached just like I was. That's another part of this weird election, is that the candidate is basically telling, who occupies no political office right now, is telling, is telling elected Republicans what to do, and they're doing it because they're part of this cult of personality, which is yet another weird part of this presidential election. We've had very popular presidents. We've had charismatic presidents from, Jack Kennedy to Ronald Reagan. We've never had one that carries around his own cult of personality where, elected Republicans and political leaders in their own right just basically do what they're told because they're so afraid of him and his base. It's a very strange situation.
Well, there was that situation of a cult of the personality in 1992 when Ross Perot, for several months, was running ahead. He was actually winning the race as a third-party candidate, a candidate with the so-called Reform Party. And then you may remember that Ross Perot had this paranoid fantasy that the CIA was going to ruin his daughter's wedding. And so he dropped out of the race, and then he jumped back into the race, and he ended up getting 19% of the vote. What about the third-party candidates this time around? Do you think that Robert Kennedy is going to hold his support?
Yeah, I think Robert Kennedy's done. I think, Joe Manchin is out. I think all that a third party can ever do, as George H.W. Bush can tell you, is act as a spoiler. There's no hope that a third party, because of our winner-take-all system and because of the nature of the Electoral College, a third party is not going to win the American primary. I don't predict a lot of things. I feel really comfortable saying that part. But, looking back to Ross Perot, I mean, those are practically the good old days because, when Perot went off the rails, people walked away from him. Donald Trump says things that are 10 times crazier than anything Ross Perot could have imagined. And, people sort of nod and say, that's my guy, because we are now much more tribal and much more attached to celebrity leadership than we were back in 1992. I mean, it really is strange to be nostalgic about 1992, but, you know, here I am.
You're talking about crazy things that you say that Trump has said. Do you think his recent comments about NATO members not paying 2% of their GDP on armaments, and therefore he would encourage, he would urge Vladimir Putin to do whatever the hell he wants with them? How does that work out for the leaders of Lithuania or Poland or Romania or any of our other fellow NATO members?
Well, first, I think not only is what Trump said unhinged, it's also despicable. And I don't think he cares one way or another about whether it's despicable or dangerous or reckless. Trump is now in survival mode. He will say anything he thinks he needs to say because he has to get to the White House to protect himself from any further prosecution for the many things he's accused of. I think overseas, you know, our allies know that there are a lot of good and decent people who would come to their defense, including most Americans. But they have to take into account that among those many good and decent people, Donald Trump is not one of them. And there is a non-trivial chance that he could end up being president. And then, you know, we're going to just have to see what happens. I think Vladimir Putin is licking his chops and saying, good, after I finish crushing Ukraine and committing mass murder in Ukraine, I'll start testing NATO territory to see if I can show that NATO is a paper tiger. I think people don't realize that what Donald Trump is doing is actually making a general war more likely rather than less. But, you know, again, we've become so accustomed to the TV show aspect of this that, you know, a lot of people who follow him think it's just a hoot, and they don't realize there are potentially dreadful real world consequences from saying this kind of, you know, completely batty stuff.
Okay, we will continue the conversation, because there was a completely batty endorsement, not one you would have expected, and not an endorsement of Donald Trump, an endorsement and a ringing endorsement of Joe Biden by a foreign leader. Which one? We will get to that with Tom Nichols. He is the author of a new column on the weirdest presidential election of all time. And maybe we'll ask what we should do about it. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million, and it imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
But make no mistake, Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities say the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility. They are facing a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tom Nichols of The Atlantic has written about why this is the weirdest presidential election in all of U.S. history. And adding to that weirdness was the surprise endorsement for Joe Biden's candidacy from someone who President Trump has always considered a pal and a role model. I'm talking Vladimir Putin here. Associated Press reports that speaking with a correspondent of Russian state television, Putin declared he would work with any U.S. leader who was elected, but noted unequivocally that he would prefer Biden's victory. Asked about speculation on Biden's health issues, he added that allegations of health problems were circulating at the time when he first met Biden in Switzerland. As Biden began Biden's presidency in June of 21, he added he witnessed the contrary and saw the U.S. leader in good shape. They talked about him being incapacitated, but I saw nothing of the kind, Putin said. Yes, he was peeking at his papers. To be honest, I was peeking at mine. Not a big deal. Is there some dire strategy going on for Vladimir Putin that he thinks he can promote Trump's victory by endorsing Biden? What's going on here?
Well, Putin likes to make this kind of mischief, and he does a lot of this with sort of a smirk. I think there's one truth under it all. I was actually discussing this with some of my former, Russia colleagues back from my teaching days. And there does seem to be Putin seems to have a kind of grudging respect for Biden as a cold warrior of the old school, that is, as sort of an opponent he can understand and make sense of. But I think there's no doubt that if they had their way in Moscow, they would be more than happy to see Donald Trump come back. And I'm sure that they're going to continue their efforts, as they did in the last few elections, to see to it that he does come back, because, they would rather have the U.S. government in chaos, at odds with its NATO partners, unable to function the way we did under Trump for so long. But I think that there is, you know, I mean, Biden's been part of the U.S. foreign policy community as Senate Foreign Relations Chair from, you know, 40 years, plus his time as vice president. So, you know, that's kind of Putin saying, yeah, you know, we're the adversary and a guy I can, you know, respect and understand. But I think he's also, yeah, I think he's just sort of, you know, throwing something into the punch bowl to be polite about it, just to see, you know, just to see what happens.
Okay. This weird presidential election, again, you've spoken before, and we've talked about this before, there really is a, because of the Electoral College system, there is a limited chance that any third-party candidate could actually get a 270 electoral votes. However, would it not be possible in this weird election year that somebody like Robert Kennedy Jr. could carry two small states, pick up maybe a total of eight electoral votes, and that would be enough to send the election to the House? Because if nobody gets that 270 in terms of certified electoral votes, then the election goes to the House of Representatives, where each state, Wyoming and California, get one vote each, which means that it would be likely the Republican candidate would win, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a lot of wish casting that just went on, Michael, and I'm kind of curious about what polling you're looking at to think that Robert Kennedy is going to carry, you know, any state rather than, you know, none with his fairly microscopic numbers, and they're only getting worse. I mean, his candidacy, his campaign seems to be in turmoil and kind of coming apart, and, you know,
even
this
with
is...
even with a Super Bowl ad based on his uncle.
Which he himself has now had to backpedal and repudiate from, because it was received so negatively and offended. I mean, you know, give RFK Jr. One thing. He does bring Americans together in revulsion against things like his ads. So, you know, I think there's not any hope of that. I mean, I think if you're looking at some sort of electoral tie scenario, you know, there's a lot of math you can do that, you know, you take that one district, that one electoral vote in Nebraska or part of Maine, and you cobble together a kind of, you know, 270 lock where it goes to the House. But I don't think that's going to happen. And I think, if anything, Trump's own polling numbers suggest that that's highly, highly unlikely at this point.
And what about the no-label situation? Joe Manchin is out today. Do you think that they go away, as a lot of folks, myself more and more included, wish they would?
Yeah, I mean, I'll join you in that, in part, not because I have any particular feelings about any of the potential candidates in no labels, but because, again, third parties only act as spoilers, and I think they act as this kind of, how do I put it, almost like a kind of a way that people sort of dodge the reality of binary elections in the United States, where it gives people the ability to say, well, don't blame me. You know, I voted for, you know, Jill Stein or, I can't even think of the Gary Johnson. You know, I was having trouble thinking of the Colorado governor. But, you know, that's, to me personally, that's a cop out, to say, well, I'm going to vote third party, knowing that there is actually no hope of this. And you can see it because of the way third parties in the United States act. They really don't try and get on every ballot. They don't build an infrastructure. They tend to be vehicles for kind of erratic celebrity candidates like Stein and like RFK Jr. and others. But all they can do is act as a spoiler that lets someone else kind of do an end run around the electoral mass and come out ahead. And I'll add that I think it's not good for the United States to keep having outcomes. It's not good for our political health. It's not good for the stability of our system if we keep having outcomes where the loser of the popular vote somehow manages to squeak through in the Electoral College. I mean, once, twice, three times over 150 years, that's one thing. The Electoral College was not designed to be a direct reflection of the national majority. But if it keeps happening, then people are going to lose faith in the legitimacy of our national elections. And I think, you know, spoiler candidates simply just help that process of delegitimization.
Speaking of legitimization, Alexei Navalny died today. Do you believe that this the Putin regime was involved in his death?
I would have said that Alexei Navalny was murdered today, because sending him to a penal colony, even as a healthy man in his 40s, I mean, was a de facto death sentence. The regime tried to kill him once already with Novichok. They tried to take him out with poison. His life has been in danger for years. And so I personally have no doubt that the regime ended his life in prison as they intended to, and that this was, and that Putin killed him. I mean, I just have no personal, as a longtime Russia watcher, I have no doubt about that whatsoever. And I think it's a very dark day for Russia and for democracy around the world that Putin felt confident enough that he could try and pull this off and get away with it.
And doing it just a few weeks before the election, where I assume you grant that Vladimir Putin is heavily favored?
I suppose heavily favored is a way to put it, Michael. Yes, there. Another way to put it is that it will not in any way be a democratic election, and he will rule Russia until the day he dies.
And we still have democratic elections here in the United States. Tom Nichols, his article, The Weirdest Presidential Election Ever, it's in The Atlantic, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we have a lot of excitement going on in this country politically. This is aside from, or as a supplement to, the presidential race, of course. On March 7th, which, I mean, you look at the day today, and that's just 3 weeks away. March 7th, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, will give the State of the Union address. It is a constitutional obligation. He can't duck it. He won't duck it. I think he will spend a great deal of time on it and preparing and trying to show that he's capable of delivering a coherent speech in which he makes his points. But one of the questions is, who is the Republican who's going to answer Joe Biden? Because we've had this tradition going back for a couple of generations now of having the opposite party, the opposition party, deliver a response to the State of the Union address, which isn't usually the high point of debate. You have text in advance, you haven't prepared in advance, you don't know what the president is going to say. And usually the drama of the president going into the House chambers for both all of the House and the Senate and the justices of the Supreme Court and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chiefs of staff of the various services, they're all there, and it's something of a time for national unity. And usually, whoever delivers the answer is thought of as an afterthought. This has been very damaging to the promising career of some past Republican rising stars. Like, remember Bobby Jindal, who was a guest on the show frequently? He was the governor of Louisiana, young and brilliant and charismatic, and he ended up underperforming giving an answer. Tim Scott has given an answer in the past. Otherwise, I think he would be somebody that would be considered because of his message of optimism and openness and ability in America to transcend some of the racial burdens of the past. It's very unlikely, it seems to me, that the idea that is discussed by NBC News is going to come to pass. But apparently they claim that people who are close to the Trump campaign have certified that Trump wants to give the answer on the State of the Union address, because he is just dying to show Biden up. And could it be possible that he would gather some kind of huge roaring crowd and give a rip-roaring, barn-burning address? I suppose it's possible, because it's not always an understatement. And certainly the idea that President Trump would welcome a very vigorous presentation of himself compared to the difficulties of President Biden to try to convince people that he is energetic and capable of holding his office. The other question would be, using this as a way to premier the potential vice presidential nominee, and also to deal with the Republican challenges with women. And that would mandate for a female delivery of the Republican answer. Now, given the fact that this is March 7th, that's 2 days after Super Tuesday, and is it possible that in a gesture of some kind of party unity, that after Super Tuesday, if she doesn't completely turn around her campaign and surprise the entire world, Nikki Haley's going to be out of the race? She will no longer be, on March 7th, the day of the State of the Union, a viable candidate to unseat Trump. So would it be thinkable that Trump would ask his rival, Bird Brain, as he calls her? I think it's unlikely, but it would be certainly a move in some kind of party unity. Speaking of party unity, there is a new poll that is causing some panic in Texas. And why? Because the new poll is from the National Public Affairs. It was conducted February 6th to 8th, and it found that Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Colin Allred, who's a congressman, Democratic congressman, black Democratic congressman from Texas, are tied in a hypothetical general election matchup. This is not news Ted Cruz wanted to see. They are each getting 44% of the vote, 44-44, a hypothetical general election matchup with 12% undecided. Meanwhile, there is also this news, which is very good news for the Republican Party and probably very significant news, which is that a short-lived campaign for the U.S. Senate survived only 6 days, and then it went away. And what campaign am I talking about? Representative Matt Rosendale, who's one of the two representatives from the state of Montana in the House, had announced his candidacy for Senate, and he was running against a candidate who's a former Navy SEAL who has support of almost everyone in Montana. And he just gave up his run. The way that this is highlighted in the hotline is Matt Rosendale dropped his Montana Senate campaign less than a week after he defied the GOP establishment and challenged the National Republican Senate Committee's a handpicked candidate in the primary. Now former Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy has a clear path to win the nomination and to take on Senator John Tester in a race that could decide control of the narrowly divided Senate. Tester is one of two Democratic senators running for re-election in a state that former President Trump carried twice. That appeared in the National Journal. Who is the other senator who is in that same situation? That's Sherrod Brown, who is the senator from Ohio, who President Trump has carried Ohio decisively twice. And Senator Sherrod Brown, this time, according to the brand-new polling, any of the three Republicans who were potential winners of the nomination in the state of Ohio would be running virtually tied with Sherrod Brown. What all of this goes to is that despite the fact that there is redistricting and there is terrible polling that shows that the American public is not tremendously enchanted or enchanted at all with the performance of Mike Johnson and the Republicans in the House of Representatives, despite their difficulties and the very real possibility that with such a close division between Republicans and Democrats and that open seat from George Santos in the 3rd District of New York, Tom Suozzi won easily, the Democrat. So right now you're talking about one seat in the House. The Republicans may have trouble there, but they may, at least to some extent, make up for it by actually winning control of the U.S. Senate. They have a terrific possibility to pick up a seat in West Virginia, an excellent possibility to pick up a seat in Ohio, as we just mentioned, and in Montana. And there are some other states where they're planning to pour money and effort into a GOP campaign. It will help if they can actually unite on some of the issues that do seem to divide Republicans, particularly issues making sure that we do not wander into a morass of isolationism. There's a column that's extremely serious and very profound by Bret Stephens about the dangers of isolationism and why we shouldn't think that this is only an issue from the past. It's an issue for right now, and an issue that will help to determine the future and the viability of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.